Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA GAC here in this wonderful town called Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the fine folks from Community Financial Credit Union in the fine state of Michigan.
Wow.
It's a little chilly there right now.
We have our maps connected to us.
Oh, wow. All right.
In the Upper Peninsula.
Oh.
That's right.
What do they call it? They call them the Upers?
Is
it Uppers? Upers?
Yeah.
Something like that?
All
right. Little factoid there. I had to throw that out. So
we could go on for days about that.
We could. But Tansley Stern's here, President and CEO of Community Financial. How are you, Tansley?
Amazing, friend. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure. My pleasure. It wouldn't be a complete studio lounge visit without you guys. So, and then we also have Ron. What's up?
Medier.
And you are on the board as on the board there, and
yes.
I understand that you're going to be graduating. Or what's the
my
story here?
My fourth retirement.
fourth
retirement. Yes, right.
We're so grateful for his service.
Yeah.
Yes. Last GAC.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I hope so.
And it was. Oh wow. Well, the GAC is a beast, as some people call it, but it's a good beast, but it's a lot.
Yes. It's tough on the knees.
Okay.
It is. That's
yes.
why we start. That's why I'm starting. We're all wearing the comfy shoes,
yeah.
Tansley. Look at
me.
You, fashion.
I didn't get them out.
Fashionista. Look at that. No, those are awesome. Those are awesome, by
Thank
the way.
You. Thank
so
you.
Share with me how you guys have worked together, because Tansley, you've been on the job, so to speak, for what, 6 months?
Just
now,
a little more,
like
June 1.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. We're coming up
Time's
on a
gone.
Year.
I know.
Time flies when you're having
newbie.
Fun.
That's
newbie.
Right. Yes.
A newbie still?
He's got the history, and
yeah.
we're springboarding into the future.
There we go.
So share with me how you guys work together. So I'm really, really fascinated on how, because I just got back from the CUES Symposium,
yes.
and I really enjoyed conversations there with CEOs and board members and how they work together. So share with me how you guys work together, especially being the newbie, not so much anymore, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ron, you want to start?
Tansley has brought new energy to the credit union. She has. When she first interviewed, I thought, okay, this is an active cheerleader.
Nice reaction.
But then I saw, as she came on, it's more than a cheerleader. This is a person that has direction, knows where she wants to go, and despite some people digging in their heels,
mm-hmm.
we're being dragged along.
Yeah. You know? We're walking together. We're walking
yes.
together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is half of your podcast, Despite
Impossible. That's
yes,
right.
Which is a whole other show in itself.
Yes.
Good. You're doing such a fabulous job there. Well
Thank
done
you,
on
friend.
That success.
Thank
so
you.
How? So conversely, how did you work with Ron and the rest of the board coming into Community Financial?
You know, it was one of the questions they asked when I interviewed, and I think that our time together allows us to build that relationship and trust. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a huge transition. My predecessor was there for a long time, amazing human being,
mm-hmm.
and we're different, and I think what we do really well and what we want to set a model for is what I'm calling springboard, right? I think Bill's legacy is made even stronger by our future being brighter.
Right, set the table pretty nicely
right.
for you.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And so everything that he did helps us to get where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think it's interesting because for the board, this is not a full-time job, right? And you come in once
huh?
a month.
I didn't get the memo.
Whoa.
And so you come in once a month and, you know, it does probably seem like, whoa, what in the world is happening? And so really trying to make sure that you stay at a governance level, that it's about strategy, and that you're also bringing along some of the things that are moving so quickly
mm-hmm.
because the pace of change is real.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no
mm-hmm.
doubt. So what are next, you're graduating,
That's
is,
right.
so to speak,
right.
from the board. So
yeah, we're celebrating him.
We're celebrating, awesome,
yeah.
awesome. So.
Yeah.
Tell me about that process and
mm-hmm.
that kind of transition. How do you guys work together in that transition to make sure the transition is seamless and flowing, if you will?
Yeah.
So how do you guys work together in that area, Ron?
I'm just saying goodbye.
Okay. Easy enough.
Yeah.
Make
I mean,
it simple.
My end is easy, you know. No, it's... Tansley's brought change. It's necessary change. But being a change agent is always difficult. We've talked about this. People always say, we've got to change. As the future comes along, we've got to change. But then in the back of their mind, and what you can read into them is, we've got to change, so long as it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you
yeah,
see this see in churches, you see it in Boy Scouts, you see it in any institution.
Yep.
And if you don't change, then you become an obsolete piece of museum history.
Can you say Blockbuster?
Yeah. Geez, wasn't that long ago Blockbuster hosted a big major bowl game?
I know. Now they
don't exist anymore.
Now look what that got them.
So there's always that a little bit of reluctance on some folks to move along with it. But if you do it artfully, you can make it a positive experience.
Yeah, I like that. And Tansley has brought in some incredible human beings on the staff already. It's like you're building this all-star team, if you will. And so how has that process been? Not only getting to know Tansley, but the new members of her team that are going to just knock it out of the park, guaranteed. So how's that been?
It's been a good process. The young people bring, like I say, new ideas, new ideas of doing things, mm-hmm. and how to accomplish the goals with less friction.
Yeah.
And that's been really beneficial. Old guys sometimes have a hard time accepting all that. Not me, but you know, some people have a hard time with that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's better for those folks, I suppose, to ride off into the distant sunset, which I'm going to row off into the sunset.
That's right.
Very nice.
I plan on doing some fishing that I've kind of slacked off on. Doing some other things with the grandkids and all this.
Good.
My time is filled. I've already got 3 other boards that have asked me to join. I'm not going to do it, but you know.
But I gather that you're not going to stray too far, though, because I mean, it sounds like you have some really strong ties with the credit union. So that's always a good thing to just kind of keep your big toe in the pool a little bit.
Well, we have branches, most of them down here, but we have a few of them up here.
Okay.
And I'm the only representative from up there.
Oh, okay.
Most people up there know me as the community financial guy. Yeah. I'm not going to tell them I'm not anymore because I'm still a member. But I will tell them every time they have a complaint to take it to Tansley.
That's right. And I am happy to take that call.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is, I mean, I don't think I've ever done an interview like this before where a board member is exiting, but seeing how that position, where the CEO is semi-newish, you know, and so that's an interesting little dichotomy that's going on there.
And by the way, my decision to exit has nothing to do with this.
I was about to say, the timing.
Yeah, we're going to be very sensitive.
I took one look at her and said, too hot to handle. Let's just get out of here.
Oh, out the door. Oh, my gosh. Anything else to add, you guys? I mean, I know this is actually a very timely conversation because I think there's a lot of this going on in the industry right now, but we're just not addressing it. So it might be...
I just want to celebrate, Ron. You know, I think that one of the things that makes our industry great is this volunteer board of directors that, you know, really give their time, heart, energy, and it makes our organization really special. So grateful. We're going to miss you.
Indeed.
Well, I'm not dissolving.
No, of course not. Of course not. Yes.
You've got my number, you know.
Yes, thank goodness.
Alrighty, guys. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for bringing you on. It's great to meet you, and congratulations on your graduation, if you will. And have fun in the next chapter of your life. It sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Well, I'll be 75 in a couple of months, and it's time for me to celebrate more of the time with the grandkids, since two of them are taller than me.
Oh, my gosh. You know, so. Oh, yeah. It's due time. Indeed,
it's due time, yes.
Alrighty, guys.
When you start looking like this up to them, that's not, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I know that story as well. Yeah. All these kids getting taller and taller as yours is. Oh, my gosh.
It's because we feed them so well. You know?
Yeah, what's in the water?
Yeah,
what's going on?
They keep coming back, you know.
Yeah.
Wipe you out of all the freezers empty, pantries empty.
Clearing out the pantry.
And
for
they
sure.
grow.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I'll let you get back at it. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thanks for having
Congratulations.
Us.
And we'll chat again soon.
Awesome.
Sure. All right.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.